Welcome to Shomer Shav on the Daf, where I'm Pesachim Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis, towards the top of the page, brings the drasha, Amal'o ha'chareva, I'll fill in from the destruction of the other, Im'le'ezu chor v'zu, to tell me the Yaakov and Esav, when one is successful, the other one is destroyed, and if the second one is successful, the first one is destroyed. And then the Gemara concludes, Avnach v'yitzchak omar, v'le'oim mil'oim yamatz, and it goes back to the nevuah of shame to Rivka Imenu, that each one is strengthened from the destruction of the other. The Maharsha already points out that there in the brachas of Yitzchak it says Vahoyo Kasher Torit, the Yitzchak told Esav that you're going to have atzlacha only once Yaakov is not doing the Torah and mitzvahs. And to explain this a little bit more, let's go back to the Shorash HaDvarim, to the roots of Yaakov and Esav. It's brought down in many Sfarim, the Chasu Sofer, the Beis Halevi, Sfasemes, the Shem Yishmuel, all say the concept that Esau was supposed to be a Yid, was supposed to be a Jew, and he was supposed to support Yaakov Avinu. As the Chasu Sofer builds it up, he says that Yaakov and Esau were supposed to be like Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar learns Torah, Zvulun takes care out of business, out of Parnasa. Also Yaakov and Esau. Yaakov was supposed to be Ishtam Yoshev Olim, and Esau was supposed to take care of the Olam Hazeh of Yaakov, to take care of anything needed in this world. When you look at the brachas that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, which was intended to Esau, you realize these brachas are all Olam Hazedik brachas. V'itadacha Hashem ital Shemayim, Mishman Yaretz, which will give you rain, will give you a sustenance, will give you produce in the land. It doesn't speak there about Torah. Because what Yitzchak was doing, Yitzchak was giving the bracha to what he thought Esau was supposed to be. He gave a bracha to the Zvulun, which is Esau, tell him you should be successful in your business to support your brother, and together, jointly, you'll have the partnership of going to Olam Haba. When Esau went bad, and Yaakov took the b'chayra, and he was the one taking care of Olam Hazeh, his Olam Hazeh was that same Olam Hazeh that Esau was supposed to do, to bring him to Olam Haba. That Olam Hazeh Yaakov need to do. Yaakov does both. He also takes care of the Torah, and he also takes care of Olam Hazeh. He's both Yisachar and Zvulun. When Yitzchak gives the brachas to Yaakov, so then Esav comes back after, and he starts crying to his father. And Esav tells his father, give me a bracha too. And after back and forth, Yitzchak tells Esav at the beginning, I'm sorry, but I don't have a bracha to give you. I gave everything to Yaakov. But after Yitzchak figures out and finds out that Esav sold the bracha, tells to Yaakov, Gam Baruch Hiyeh, he deserves the brachas. And after Esav is crying a lot, then Yitzchak gives him a bracha. So my Rebbe Yom Shapir Zatzal explained that what Esav got right now, he got right now what's brought down in Chazal in several places, Sefer HaZoyah and the Midrashim, that Yaakov and Esav divided the worlds. Yaakov took Olam Haba and Esav took Olam Hazeh. So originally, the Yaakov took the Chelek Olam Haba of Torah and Esav took the Chelek Olam Hazeh of Torah, as we just explained. But eventually what happened, Yaakov took the Olam Haba and the Olam Hazeh that belongs to Olam Haba. Yaakov took all the ways to get from this world to the world to come. That's all he took. Esav took the Olam Hazeh that doesn't connect to Olam Haba. He took whatever is left. So Yitzchak tells Esau, I'm sorry, I already gave Yaakov the bracha to use the Olam Hazeh, to utilize the Olam Hazeh to reach the Olam Haba. So what do you want? Says Esau, but I don't care about the Olam Hazeh that reaches Olam Haba. I just want something for myself. Tells him Yitzchak, oh, if so, I will give you Olam Hazeh. I'll give you the Olam Hazeh when Yaakov Avinu is not utilizing it to get to Olam Haba. Meaning the world that we have, this world of Olam Hazeh that we have in front of us, there's two ways to utilize it. You can either use it as a springboard to get to Olam Haba, or to use it on its own. And this depends really on Yaakov Avinu and Am Yisrael, what they're going to do with it. If they're using Olam Hazeh as a springboard to get to Olam Haba, so this world is a prosdor, is a hallway to get to the Traklin of Olam Haba, so then this world is Olam Habadik world. It's a world of Kedusha. But if they're not doing the Torah and mitzvahs, they're not using this world as a connector to Olam Haba, so this world becomes separated from Olam Haba. So the one who gets in charge in the world is Esav. That's what it means, Amala Achareva, Because this world is either or. It's either Olam Habadik or it's not Olam Habadik. If it's Olam Habadik, it's a Yaakov of a new type of world. So then Yaakov is successful. Then Yaakov is able to achieve all what he needs to do in this world to reach the Olam Habo. But if Yaakov Avinu, meaning Am Yisrael, is disconnecting it, so Mimele, this world is not a segue, not a way to get to Olam Habo. So now Esav is control. Now it's a disconnect Olam Hazeh. That's when Esav is in control, and then Yaakov Avinu needs to go through the trials and tribulations of being under Esav in order to change this world to be a way to get to Olam Habo. Anyone who wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.